The 4 W's is another strategy that I've really liked. You sort of using the same principles of students coming from other countries might not be able to read or write. These I can ask a student one-on-one. I can show them a picture of a situation and get their interpretation of it in their native language with the help of translation apps. This also reminds me of an episode of Young Sheldon, where Sheldon and his sister Missy were analyzing photographs in a study. I know this is completely fake fiction, but Sheldon had a hard time of seeing past just what was in the picture, whereas Missy, his sister, who wasn't as smart academically as Sheldon, was actually able to infer what the characters in the photograph were feeling and what they were thinking. And with this strategy, I can use it with my ELL students in order to find their deep thinking. Because just because they might not be able to write something doesn't mean they're not thinking it. And I also like that this can be used with other students since it can be tied into point of view and using photographs to answer questions, which are in the Common Core standards and the North Carolina Standard Course of Study and Reading.